What's up, bitches? Let's record a podcast. Your host, Brandon Lynette. Guess what? My website is up and running. I just checked it out. It has not been cleaned up. We have some new things that we're trying to add. I did get in touch with my Egyptian and I'm on his work list. I guess he's kind of busy, and for some reason he doesn't know that this is the Brandon Lynette show and I'm a motherfucking priority, but that's okay. I forgive him. It's fine. At least the website is back up and running. My email is back. It's running. So you guys check that out. You go to brandonlynette.com. You can find my books there. You can sign up for emails there. That's where it's happening. Okay. And yeah, that's it. I think that's the excitement for today. I was on a phone with a tech guy last night, super late, just doing some doing some, last minute checks or whatever. And I'm like, dude, it's New Year's Day and you're on the phone with me. That's mad props to that. Okay. So that's SiteGround. If you guys are trying to build a website and you need a website provider, host, whatever the fuck they do, I'm not really sure. 100% I recommend SiteGround. Don't ask. I'm so not tech savvy, and that's okay. I have a lot of great skills out there. But knowing computer shit is not one of them. Computer shit, as in, I didn't build my website. I'm just trying to pay people to upkeep it and do whatever, and that's what everyone does. So as long as I don't have a hand in it, because I tried to do it, and that's why it's fucked now. Okay, I tried, and it's not my shining moment, and that's fine. We all have weaknesses, bitch. Okay, I mean, how tough would it be to deal with me if I was fucking perfect? So I'm here just to show you what it's like to be human and still get shit done. It's possible. And today I want to talk about how to keep a commitment to yourself. Okay, I mean, it is the new year. I get that a lot of you get excited about making your resolutions. And what is the truth? If we look for the truth, you've made these things and then they don't work out and then you beat yourself up. So by February, March, you're back to binge eating. You're not going to the gym. I saw a funny meme today actually where it said, all of you people are just going to be getting in their way for a couple weeks. Like, what's the point? Meaning there are people that go and I was curious about that. My husband and I are on, we were on a really good schedule. I have this double ear infection with a massive pressure headache. So I have not been in the gym for, this is 2 weeks, at least 2 weeks now. But I was curious, like showing up this week, is it going to look different? You know, and how many of those people are going to be here in 3 to 6 months when we're still going and they're not there? I was just curious. And, I'm not hating anyone who wants to make a change right now, but it's not about the new year because that's what happens. You get this mindset that you have to start in January. And then when you don't, it's like, ah, maybe I'll try it next year. Okay. You break these promises with yourself and you're out here expecting other people to treat you better than you treat yourself. You want people to be honest with you. You want people to have integrity, to tell you the truth. You're expecting more from people than you're giving to yourself because you're not honest with yourself. When you start lying to yourself, it's a slippery slope, okay? So how do we keep this commitment to ourselves? You've noticed that you probably have phases in your life, okay? Some of them last years, some of them last months, but a lot of the stages are filled with lists of things to do. Tasks to complete, duties to perform. And I'm not saying this because I'm coming from a place of judgment. I'm saying this is my experience 100%. I used to be the person that was like, oh my gosh, I have to do it on this day. I have to do it on a Monday. I'll have to wait at the beginning of the month. And I just had this mindset. I was stuck on this story of like what specifically this had to look like instead of just, bitch, if you really want to do it, you're going to fucking start now. And it's the same thing with you dumbasses that are trying to lose weight. You're like, okay, well, I'm just going to finish all the snacks in my house this week. And so you keep eating the junk and then you feel bad. And then you keep eating the junk because you feel bad. And then you get in the cycle again, talking from experience. Okay. It really is about if you want something, you're going to start today. We don't put it off. And it's the same thing. You know, my husband stopped drinking and he got to the point where he did the whole, I'm going to drink what's in the house. Okay. And a couple of days into that, he finally just poured stuff out down the sink because the truth is, if you're not going to do it today, you're never going to do it. And there's always going to be an excuse. Shit's always going to keep coming at you. Life doesn't pause because you want to get your shit together. So we're going through these phases and you just know you can't do it all 100%. But then you read some self-help book, okay, that's going to encourage you to take care of yourself first and foremost. Maybe you listen to a podcast where Brandon's like, this is about you. It's not hard when you have free time. It's not hard to love yourself 100%. I myself am on a really great roll right now. And I'm thinking, how do I juggle this in when I know I'm bartending 3 nights a week? Like, am I going to be able to fit all this in? I'm already thinking, how am I going to stay true to commitments that I'm making when life is overwhelming? Because honestly, if life would pause for all of us, we'd all have free time to do what it takes to love ourselves. But the truth is, regardless of whatever your commitment is, you have to recognize that you deserve the time necessary to follow through. Do I know without a doubt that my to-do list doesn't get tackled every single day? Yes, I give myself grace. It is literally a matter of talking myself through the process of knowing, look, okay, you know, I have certain things I do for my body that I am very committed to. I know not every day am I going to have that time to do what I want to do. And I'm like, all right, as long as I know 3 or 4 times a week, I'm getting this done, I'm very excited. It's the same thing with working out. My husband and I would go at least 4 days a week. If we went more, great. If not, I was very excited that, okay, at least we were doing it 4 days a week, right? It's just giving yourself grace, not promising to be perfect, but promising to make that effort. Okay. So when you're making a promise to yourself, I want you to understand taking care of yourself is a priority 100%. And that's going to help you take care of other people. You have to realize that to take good care of other people, to be there for your friends, to be there for your family, to be there for your kids, you have to keep the commitments to yourself first. You can be of the most good to other people if you feel fulfilled in your own life. I know the days that I'm not feeling good, I am reactive. I am snappy. And I realize like I need to do what I need to do to feel good about myself. My husband was off work for a while and the kids were driving him crazy. And there was one day where he was like overstimulated, about to lose his shit. I'm like, you need to go to the gym and take care of you and feel good about you. Like, go do your thing to feel good, because otherwise we pay the price when he's a bear. That's a fact. So, you know, it's coming into his awareness that he knows he has to do the things that make him feel good if he's going to be good for us. You don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of other people. And that's the same thing when it comes to loving yourself, self-love. If you do not take care of you, if you do not love you 100%, you cannot love other people. It's just impossible. When you don't do what's important to you, you're going to start feeling resentment towards other people. 100%. It's going to be their fault. They're getting all of your time. You're getting none. You're not taking care of yourself. It's non-negotiable. And you have to refrain from spreading yourself too thin. That's it. Keep your commitments to yourself among your highest priorities and learn to say no to things that do not align with what you need to do. Acknowledge that keeping commitments to yourself is important to you. My journaling this morning and yesterday, at the top of the page, I wrote out, what is the most important thing to me? What is important to me? And then I answer that question, the things that are important to me. I know feeling good about me is key. Being a good person for my kids, not reactive, not responsive, not irritated. I know yesterday I didn't set aside office time at a good point of the day because my kids were in here and I was getting pissed off and I was getting agitated. I was getting irritated. I was getting snappy. That's it. I'm like, oh, just leave me alone. Let me do my stuff. But the truth is I didn't schedule that. In a time allotted that was necessary to not have those interruptions, to have the reactions. Okay. And the truth is we're all individuals. We have our own ideas about what's special and what's needed or what's necessary in our lives. Because you're human, you have a perfect right to want something. Okay. You're worth whatever time and effort it takes to fulfill that promise to yourself. You have to remind yourself that you deserve to experience and enjoy the results of your personal commitments. I want you to think about the reasons that I'm reading texts from my sister. That's really rude, you guys. I'm sorry. I sent her a text before I got started to tell her I can't talk on the phone. I'm literally deaf. I'm glad you guys said the sound was great on the podcast because I'm flying blind here, but I literally cannot hear out of either ear. He said today it could be up to 2 weeks until I get my hearing back after the infection clears. And I'm on day 3 of a 7-day antibiotic regimen. So who knows how long this is going to take, but I'm here for it. Okay. I can't be mad. I can't get pissed off. It is what it is. I can be in the present moment and be thankful that I will not be taking my hearing for granted ever again. Okay. Ever again. But back to what I was saying, go through the reasons that you made the commitment to yourself in the first place. Okay. Why are you wanting to lose weight? Maybe you made this promise to yourself so you could improve your health, feel more confident, improve your relationship, have a more pleasant attitude. Maybe you want to feel more content about life, or just because you want to do it. And that's okay, even important to do things just because you want to. Okay. There's not to be a rhyme or reason. I mean, video games is on my list for the next, you know, whatever. I want time because I just want to. I watch my kids do it. They're so good at it. And I'm always discouraged because I get my ass kicked all day long. It's a way to connect with them. We laugh. It's fun, but it's not fun when you suck. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just put in a little time to practice and actually learn how to use a fucking remote. Okay. Yeah. I don't know where X and O is. I have no fucking clue. Dumb shit. I just want to do it because I want to, and because I can. But whatever the reason, review that from time to time. Okay. That way you're going to be motivated to keep your commitment to yourself, because you're going to keep thinking like, why do I want to do this? Okay. Reflect on the steps necessary to keep this personal promise. Think of all the strategies you can use to ensure that you're staying on the path to accomplish your goal. Put a note on your fridge. You guys, I probably have shared this with you before, but if you're new here, you don't fucking know. And if you have to hear it again, that's okay too. I put Stick-It notes all over my house. This was before I even knew I was going to publish a book, and I literally just brought this in my awareness. Like, why haven't I done this again? I have some big goals and dreams again. Okay. So I think it's time to do this. But I took construction paper and I cut it up into a bunch of pieces. And I took a marker and I wrote all of my affirmations on these papers. Like, I was going to be a writer, bestselling author, you know, publishers were going to pick up my book. All of that shit came true. All of it. So put the notes everywhere. Whatever affirmation or reminds you of your commitment, whatever you need to see in your face every single day, put it out there. Put it on your fridge, reminding you every week in your calendar or journal, write down the progress that you've made that week in terms of keeping your commitment. Okay. Yes, there is power in writing things down. I am a journal freak. I'm going to tell you guys, write it down. Whatever it is, write it down. Praise your efforts with a good job. Put that in your fucking journal. Okay. Get yourself a pack of gold stars and fucking stick it wherever you need to stick it. Okay. And share the commitment. I know my husband and I had this commitment about the gym, and yes, we brought each other. He was down for a bit. I supported him. I'm down. He's supporting me, but we have a solid goal and we hold ourselves accountable. So I think having someone to commit with is key. So maybe your husband, a close friend, your wife, a family member, whatever it is, talk about what's important to you with the people that you love. This is going to make your commitment real. I'm not saying go out on Facebook and be silly. Okay. We're not going to share everything there. I'm saying bring someone to go with you. And maybe it'll be someone that gives you that encouragement. Okay. That gives you that support. And don't take it personal if they're not there yet. Okay. I've been asking my husband to work out with me for years, you guys. Okay. I mean, probably a decade, where I'm like, babe, let's do this workout with me, do this video with me, let's do this. It took a very long time to get him to be here. And now he's surpassing me 100%. And I love that. It's exciting, but I never took it personal that he didn't want to go. Okay. But I do hold him accountable, and that's what we want. We want someone in our lives that's going to ask us about our commitments every once in a while to help us stay on our course. Regardless of your life situation, you can keep your commitments. I know with the double ear infection and a pressure headache, no, I'm not lifting weights at the gym right now, but I'm not done. I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. I'm not throwing in the towel. My goal is still my goal. I'm giving myself grace. Okay. Your endeavor to fulfill your promises to yourself, stick to that. Use the solid strategies that I've given you, and your passion for life is going to blossom. You are a co-creator. You deserve to have this incredible, beautiful, glorious, successful life. And that means keep promises to yourself. That's a priority. It's important. You are worthy of feeling good. Love the skin you're in. Understand that everything you're feeding, your mind, your body, your soul, this counts. That counts as self-love. It counts as that commitment. Don't come at all of these things from a place of hate. Okay. So if you created this whole list of New Year's resolutions from a place of hate because you're tired of being overweight, you're tired of being sick, you're tired of all the things, that's, it doesn't get you very far. If you think about how much, I know the shift for me in really taking my life back, the shift for me was knowing that I really needed to honor my body because I was being really hard on it. Okay. And the heavier I would get, the harder my heart had to work. And that's not fun. I've been very conscious about my heart and my mind and making sure that, you know, everything is firing and wiring together, making sure that I'm focused on the gratitude of knowing that every system in my body is working fully, completely, and in a healthy way. How can I best honor that? I can control what I can control. What can I control? What goes in my mouth? What am I watching? What am I reading? How am I spending my time? How can I move my body to honor it? So doing that, I mean, I don't even care about junk food anymore. Like fast food, I can't even tell you the last time I went for some fast food. We got Mexican food the other day. I didn't even get an order for myself. I was just going to steal a taquito out of my kid's thing. She freaked out. I didn't have it and I didn't miss it. Just weird shit. You just start changing your mindset and coming from a place of love, your body supports you. If you come from a place of hate and you're just like binge eating, your body's going to keep processing that thought and you're going to continue to binge eat. But if you come from that place of love of just like, look, it's time to give my body a break. Okay. I brought all these babies into the world. I nursed these babies. My body has been here for me no matter how I've treated it, no matter how much toxic poison I've dumped into it with alcohol, whatever I've done, it's still there for me. So how can I grow the fuck up and actually honor it? And you do those things. Ask yourself the questions and all these conversations, you guys. Yes, I do talk to myself a lot, but it is journaling. I ask myself the questions on paper and I answer the questions with answers that are going to serve me. 100%. It's about changing your mindset, but you guys are worth keeping a promise to. If you don't want your honey lying to you, stop fucking lying to yourself. Okay. And this is a key. I feel like I could talk about this topic forever. Okay. Because you lie to yourself, then what do you stand for? Keep the commitment. Okay. I love you, bitch. I'll see you later.